should come as no surprise whatsoever. But the FBI is greatly weaponized right now. They've gone after Mark Houck. Mark Houck, a pro-Catholic, pro-life activist, was arrested in his home Friday in rural Pennsylvania. He's 48 years old, co-founder and president of the King's Men, a Catholic ministry that aims to spiritually mentor young Catholic men. His wife, Ryan Marie, told the Catholic news agency that a SWAT team of 25 came to the house, 15 vehicles, started pounding on the door. They broke in front of, they have seven children. A spokesperson for the Philadelphia office of the FBI pushed back, saying these are inaccurate claims being made regarding the arrest of Mark Houck. No SWAT team or SWAT operators were involved. FBI agents knocked on Mr. Houck's front door, identified themselves as FBI agents, and asked him to exit the residence. He did so and was taken into custody without incident. U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Romero announcing Friday that Houck had been charged with an indictment with violation of the freedom of access to clinic entrances. The law makes it a federal crime to use force with the intent to injure, intimidate, or interfere with anyone because that person is a provider of reproductive health care. Well, prosecutors say Houck assaulted a 72-year-old man identified as BL in the indictment. Was BL a provider of reproductive health care? I don't know, because that's the way it would have to work. BL was attempting to escort two patients exiting the clinic when the defendant forcefully shoved BL to the ground. Houck is accused of verbally confronting BL and forcefully shoving him to the ground outside the Planned Parenthood Center, causing injuries that required medical attention. Yeah, we'll see. It took two FBI agents to arrest the Unabomber. Two, not 20. But they don't deny the number. They don't deny there were two dozen FBI agents there. You know, there you go. The weaponization of the DOJ continues. Shifting gears now to my good friend Horace Cooper. He's the co-chair in the Black Leadership Group Project 21. And Horace, it's not just the weaponization of the FBI against Americans who are pro-life, apparently. It's weaponization of this administration toward the American people and Americans in general. Good to have you here, my friend.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be on the program.
Always a pleasure to have you. I want to turn my attention south for a moment here, because we keep being told by the same administration that's attacking American citizens that the border's closed. It's secure. Everything's just fine, except there's 2.2 million arrested so far this year, plus however many gotaways. They just keep lying and lying and lying as if people are going to buy it, Horace. I don't get it.
Well, like any other community-based system, our criminal justice system at the federal level, whether it's immigration, whether it's the FBI, requires the buy-in of the community, not just the ability of law enforcement to carry out its duties. It requires all of us to agree to participate in a program that exists. And what is happening right now is many Americans are hearing from their neighbors that their properties are getting overrun. They're hearing from their neighbors that when they went to the hospital to get some services, the line was super long, and it appeared there were a large number of people who couldn't even speak English to explain their ailments in the hospital. They're also hearing that
it's funny, but it's not. You know, Horace, I mean, it's funny because it's sad. And here's the thing.
Absolutely. You know, but they're also hearing about what happens with their kid who's having a little problem in school, and there were supposed to be special resources set aside that we all pay into as we buy into the public school system that are not available for their kid because there are a large number of people who are not lawful residents who are overwhelming the system. It means when we hear, everything's great. We're fully in compliance with all government requirements. There isn't a border problem. What it means is the American people no longer trust. They no longer believe, and therefore it makes it a lot harder for all of us to operate when the government is flatly lying to us and pushing and imposing costs on the rest of us. This is a terrible situation that Joe Biden's administration has created.
Well, no question. And a lot of terrible situations Joe Biden's administration has created. You know, inflation's transitory. Remember that, Horace? Everybody, it's just here temporarily. That's when it was at 5%. Inflation's now been above 8% for, what, 5 out of the last 6 months, something like that. Gas prices are on the rise again, which means ordinary families. Well, the ordinary families, according to the Congressional Budget Office, have paid an additional $4,200 because of Joe Biden's inflation, runaway inflation, and they want to spend more. They don't understand the basics of. I mean, I saw Byron Donalds give an education in economics. I love him, by the way. He's a great conservative. Educating people, the Biden administration was fabulous. I played it earlier. People need to understand government creates inflation. Period. That's it.
Well, absolutely. This president's policies have made things worse. Every area that you want to look at, it has made it worse. And as I am about to release in my new book, How Biden's Policies Harm Blacks, there are groups, many black Americans, many working class Americans, people at the lower income scales who pay the biggest price when these kinds of government mismanagement policies are put in place. Inflation is awful for all of America, but it is an unseen, wicked force for the least among us. It's bad when you and I show up at the gas station and we go, oh my gosh, is this really going to cost a $100 bill? But what does it do when there's someone who says, well, I'm not actually going to go and get gas because grandma needs the heart medicine, or my husband needs the blood pressure, or Johnny just needs some milk for cereal. I'm not
right. We just want to eat. We just want to have something to eat. That's the bottom line here. The Democrats believing that they're going to win and keep the House and win seats in the Senate come November, they are deluding themselves. I can assure you. I'll give you the last word.
There's a TikTok video going around in which it shows a NBC announcer saying in early the fall of 2010 that there was a big comeback for the liberals, and again the same TikTok video shows them saying the same thing in 2014. In both of these segments, what it shows in the end is the overwhelming vote that ends up occurring using the same NBC anchor having to announce, well, it looks like this election is going to be decided early, overwhelmingly. Well,
that's right.
My old boss used to say, there's no good education from the second kick of a mule.
Hey, I like that. Can I steal that?
Yeah.
No good education from the second kick from the mule. Horace Cooper, that's my takeaway today. Co-chair of Black Leadership Group Project 21. Horace, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.